Hello.
My name is Pharrell. Return the call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help assist you today?
Yeah, I was just calling to make a claim. I was trying to do it online last night. I got so far into it, it kicked me out, told me I needed to call this number, so.
Okay. Go ahead 1 second. Give me just a moment.
Okay, take your time.
All right, go ahead with your social security number.
416-945-1130.
That was 446-994.
416-945-1130.
First and last name.
Ted Davis, T-E-D Davis.
And date of birth?
9-3-1969. 090-369.
Okay. 1 second. Good morning. Go ahead with your preferred language.
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. And your date of birth was 9/3/96. I mean 69, correct?
Yeah, 9/3/69.
Okay. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you also understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine or up to 5 years in imprisonment and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
Nope.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Go ahead with your phone number.
205-584-2592.
205-584-2592. Okay, your mother's maiden name.
Excuse me, Sammy M. Well, let me spell it. S-A-M-M-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
Middle initial M. Last name W-E-B-B. Well.
right. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Okay, and what state is it registered in?
Alabama.
Go ahead with your license number.
804-5947.
Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Go ahead with your race.
African American.
Okay. Highest grade you completed in school?
Bachelor of Arts, Psychology.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. Go ahead with your residential address.
701-701 9th Avenue West, Birmingham, Alabama, 35204.
Okay. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the name of your last employer?
Professional. I'm gonna give you two names because when I worked for, she said when I worked for, it was officially Professional Tax and Accounting. Professional Tax.
And what was your job title?
Tax manager. Now she told me I've heard that since my employment ended, she's renamed it Huffman Tax and Accounting.
Okay. You said a tax manager?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as long as I worked for her, it was Professional Tax and Accounting. She has, like I said, recently I've been informed that she's restructured and she's changed it to Huffman Tax and Accounting.
Okay.
But
are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yeah, just in all occupations, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally, physically able to work?
Yes.
How many hours are you willing to travel one way to a job?
35, 4.
Lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$16 now.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Okay, and do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis or have a real estate license?
Nope.
Have you applied for or receiving worker compensation due to a work-related injury?
Nope.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
Nope.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between January 1st, 2023 to December 31st, 2023?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or saving account or prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. There may be certain fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or saving account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Checking.
Go ahead with the routing number.
Okay, routing number 314-97-2853.
Okay, and your account number?
Account number 819-810-9731.
All right. And you may have to refer back to your check stub at W-2, but what will be the name? You had already gave it to me. Hold on, let me go back and find it. It was professional tax and accounting, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said it may have changed to what again?
Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N, Huffman Tax and Accounting.
Okay, do you have a check stub or a W-2? Because it may be a different name than both of those on there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Can you see what name it shows on there?
Oh, wait a minute. That's it. I And I wouldn't put it past her to try to, hold on, let me see something. Okay, here we go. Actually, on the pay stub here, it says Huffman, Jackson County.
Okay.
And I got the address for you.
Huffman, Jackson County.
Huffman, Jackson County.
In what city?
Birmingham.
Okay, and go ahead with the address that you have as well.
Okay, 551 Huff Road.
What road was that again? I'm sorry.
551 Huffman Road, Huffman, Huffman okay. Road.
In Birmingham, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will it maybe show up at Center Point as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And go ahead with a phone number for them.
205-836 2500.
And you worked in the Birmingham location as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your start date for this job?
Start date was 01/5/2023.
And last day you physically worked?
05/01/2024.
And why are you no longer working for the company?
She just ended tax season. Typically, she kept it open year-round, but this year she shut it down.
Okay. Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay anytime after your last day at work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. All right. And are you certifying that all of the questions you answered this morning are true to the best of your ability?
They are.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment insurance. So unemployment benefits. So just answer the questions to the best of your ability. The system has generated some questions for you.
Okay.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Brewton, Jacksonville, Tuscaloosa, Tuskegee, or none of the above?
Jacksonville.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Coleman, Florence, Phoenix City, Adamsville, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Financial Freedom Solution, Curtis Townhouse, California Limited Partnership, Horizon Commercial Group, Huntington USA, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All right, I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. That's just basically asking you, do you agree on filing this claim today?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities that will be given to you on the claimant portal?
I do.
Okay. So we are at the closing statements. I will go ahead and read it out for you. It is a little lengthy, and then I'll sum up at the end what they will be expecting from you.
Okay.
It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. The information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contain information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file for your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow weekly certifications as instructed could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed you for your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a completed certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone. You can call the Montgomery office at 334-954-4094, Birmingham at 205-458-2282, or toll free at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01, through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications at 5 p.m. on Friday could result in the loss of benefits. Complete your worst weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN, which I will give to you shortly. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing. Union members who have a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attended direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject for a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read over all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4542-4 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. Also, you'll be contacted by a letter or phone before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once, unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit the local Alabama Career Center. Basically, what that's letting you know is that your claim can take up to 2 weeks before you hear anything back about you being accepted or not. Starting next week, they do want you to go ahead and do your weekly certifications. Your weekly certifications will just consist of job applications, the company's name, the title of the job, and the pay. You're able to go on to the Alabama Works website and do that, or you can call on to the certification line and just give us those 3 jobs, and we can input it in the system for you.
Okay.
All right, so that'll start next week for you. So starting Sunday, you'll have to next Friday to get that in. And your PIN for your account is just 4 digits. It'll be 5673.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything I can help you with today? Anything else I can help you with?
No. So I just need to, but I need to make a weekly certification next week.
Yeah. You also start next week.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.